Chapter 7. Just Like Twins. The customer was Fluttershy, except she wasn't there to buy anything, and she wasn't really a customer. But those were just teensy-weensy details. Fluttershy had stopped by the boutique to invite Rarity and Charity to an afternoon picnic by the Ponyville Lake. Twilight Sparkle, Applejack, Rainbow Dash, and Pinkie Pie were all going to be there, along with their pets.
"If you're not too busy working on your project," Fluttershy said softly, "I think it could be really nice for Charity to come meet all our animal friends."
She smiled at Charity, who seemed to be standing very close behind Rarity.
"Have fun!"
Charity exclaimed.
"What do you think, Rarity?"
"Of course we'll attend," Rarity replied. It sounded tray relaxing. "We'll be sure to bring Opal."
At the mention of her name, the fluffy white kitty purred and wove her way through Rarity's hooves. Charity bent down to pet the cat, but Opal hissed at her. Rarity frowned.
"Now, Opal, that's no way to treat a guest."
The kitty pouted and ran over to Fluttershy, who had a gift when it came to animals.
"Poor little kitty Witty is stressed out, isn't she?"
Fluttershy cooed. She leaned down and pet the kitty with her hoof. Opal began to purr again.
"An afternoon outside will do you good, you sweet thing. I'll see you later."
Once Fluttershy left, Rarity turned to her student with a look of glee on her face.
"I do so love a garden party, don't you?"
"What am I going to wear?" Charity squealed. She glanced at herself in the standing mirror that Rarity kept by the front door.
"I was wondering the exact same thing,"
Rarity nodded in agreement. It was so nice to have another fashion-minded pony around the place.
"Now, what have you brought from Manhattan?"
She batted her long eyelashes.
It didn't hurt to ask. "Care to maybe share?"
"Like, of course," answered Charity before cantering off toward her luggage.
"Anything for you, Rarity."
"Well, what are we waiting for?" Rarity urged.
"Bring on the clothes."
It wasn't long until expensive clothes from the big city surrounded the two ponies. The unicorns used their magic to make the garments dance around the room, creating different outfits. Rarity was in absolute style heaven.
"What do you think?"
Charity said. She had brought items for every occasion imaginable. There were sweet sundresses and breezy jackets. There were gorgeous gowns and sequined scarves. There were items that came off the rack, along with one-of-a-kind haute couture pieces. A one-shouldered light green gown made of willowy organza was a particular standout. Rarity had never seen anything like it.
"I think everything is marvelous, but who designed this impeccable specimen of wearable art?"
Rarity inspected the expert beadwork on the seams. It was so exquisite, so different from her own designs. She wished she had created it. Charity quickly snatched it away.
"Oh, that's nothing, just something I found."
She tossed the dress into a suitcase and quickly snapped it shut.
"But where did... What about this?"
Charity interrupted, holding up a wide-brimmed, glittery sun hat finished with a purple, dip-dyed satin ribbon.
"I just bought it at Macy's, and it's another Rarity original!"
Rarity couldn't believe that the young pony had purchased so many of her wares from Manhattan department stores. Charity smiled and put on the hat.
"I found your matching one over in the closet. I hope you don't mind."
Charity put the second hat on Rarity's head and giggled.
"We'll be just like twins!"
Rarity looked at the two of them side by side in the mirror. If it weren't for her green mane, Charity would almost be her twin. It made Rarity feel strange, but she wasn't sure why.
"What do you think?" Charity looked hopeful.
"Can I pull it off?"
Rarity smiled.
"Absolutely, darling."